Hey everybody, Scruffy Fern here with another quick guide video. Today I'm hanging out on my Mac because I wanted to show off a really cool new code editor called Visual Studio Code and how you can use it with Unity to start editing your scripts on your Mac. So a little bit about what Visual Studio Code is before we get started. First off, it is a lightweight code editor, like I mentioned. It's completely cross-platform. It works on Linux, Mac OS X, and Windows, which is really, really cool. It's also completely free, which is absolutely awesome. You can probably think of it along the lines of something like Sublime Text. It's not a full IDE, so it's not like a stripped-down version of Visual Studio Community or Visual Studio Express. It's an editor, not a full-fledged IDE. But I find it works really, really well for working with something like scripts with Unity, where you're not, you know, you don't need that full power of the IDE. You're basically just working on little scripts that are all kind of pieces of a bigger puzzle. It's very, very fast because it is completely lightweight. So I tend to use it over mono development and things like that because, like I said, it just tends to load faster and it just seems to be a little bit easier to work with at times. So to get started, obviously you're going to need Visual Studio Code. So you can download that at code.visualstudio.com. So if you go here, right on the top of the screen, right as soon as you go to the page there, it says download code for OS X. So I'm going to click that. And this is going to just download a version for me to install here. So it won't take too long. Okay, so there we go. We got that. I'm just going to open it up. So, you know, just like installing any other application for OS X. Basically, I'm just going to grab Visual Studio Code, and I'm just going to drag and drop it right into my applications. There we go. That's it. It's installed. So now, if I go to Launchpad, I can see Visual Studio Code right there. It's very, very cool. So now, to make this work with Unity, it's pretty easy. What we're going to do is we're going to go into Unity. And I just got a basic tutorial game open here just so I can demonstrate how to do it. So you'll go up to Unity. You scroll down to Preferences. And then where it says External Tools, click that. And right where it says External Script Editor, you'll see there's a drop-down. Select the drop-down and then scroll to Browse. Now all I have to do is go to Applications. And scroll down until I see Visual Studio Code and select that and hit open. And that's it. Now it's set to open up Visual Studio Code whenever I double click a script inside of Unity. So just to prove that, I'll just double click one here and it's going to open up Visual Studio Code instead of Mono Development and just making sure, you know, are you okay with this? Yep, obviously. And you'll notice right off the bat, I have a little error here. Now, if you see this error, this is because you don't have Mono installed on your Mac. And that's really easy to fix, especially if you have Brew installed. So I'm just going to go to my terminal here. Now, if you don't have Brew installed, do a quick little search on the internet. It's very, very easy to install and set up. So this command here is just going to make sure that Brew is updated, and then it's going to install Mono for me. So if I hit run on this here, it's going to go ahead and install all that for me. And now if I go back to Visual Studio Code and close it, and then if we reopen a script, you'll notice I don't have the error anymore and it's got the script open. Now if I wanted to work on the complete project or make sure that IntelliSense is working, what you might notice if it's open like something like this, or even if you don't have anything showing up at all in here, what you'll need to do is go to the Explorer, and then you'll notice here it says you have not opened a folder. If this is the case and you see this, just go to Open Folder and just scroll to wherever you saved your project. So here I just called it New Unity Project. If I click Open, it'll actually open up the entire project folder. And then what I can do is, you notice down here at the bottom there's a little fire icon. If it's not linked and it doesn't say references right away, what you can do is you can select this and then make sure that you go to change projects and select the C# version of your project, And this will actually link everything, so now you can see all the references and you'll have full IntelliSense and all that fun stuff. So if you see here, just to show you that it's working, see, I can see my IntelliSense is working perfectly. So very, very cool. Like I said, it's an awesome lightweight code editor. It works fantastic on the Mac with Unity. I've been using it on a lot of my projects lately that I've been working on, so I'm very pleased with it. Hopefully you will be as well. And so yeah, that's about it. Like I said, it's very, very quick, very easy to get up and running with it. So yeah, hopefully, like I said, you can use it in some of your projects in the future, and you learned a little bit from this video. Thank you very much for tuning in, and happy coding.